handle the truth.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour this Monday, February 12th, 2018, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I think we should start being more honest about these things. Right now, I'm referring back to the article that I mentioned last week. And this all, you know, there is a point, and I'm getting to it here in a second. One of the other things that I didn't mention last week that I should have, I meant to on Friday in particular. But I'm reading from Patrick Porter's article back in 2015, Soldiers Fighting Alone, The Wars of the Market Security State. And so he's talking about this, due to confluent forces and choices, countries like Britain and the United States wage war by invoking the moral language of great national wars, you know, World War I, World War II, that kind of thing, at all, but mainly those, while in other ways resisting the status of being at war. As a political condition, that is not declaring, not making material demands of the people. You know, we don't have rationing or anything like that. We're not asked to do certain things. You know, the USDA's, 1942 short film Hemp for Victory? We haven't seen that lately, have we? But I digress. Yes, that was a real thing. There was some controversy, but, the federal government really did make that film, Hemp for Victory. So not making material demands of the people directly and going to great lengths to insulate their populations from the conflict. So he writes, for the nation as a whole, this contradictory condition, contradictory indeed, I would say, you know, most people would say, i.e. cognitive dissonance, or better, schizophrenia, really, is the more proper operative term. We need to be honest about this. Conflating terms and context and things causes conflict. Entertaining two competing or opposite thoughts, you know, is as what James wrote in James chapter 1, the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, ought not to expect anything. But it's not just that, it's worse. And really, it kind of gets to the point that Hosea was making in chapter 4, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what this schizophrenic condition creates. Anyway, Patrick Porter writes, for the nation as a whole, this contradictory condition helps bring about a situation in which the state applies military power continuously in the name of an existential struggle, trying to do so, quote unquote, on the cheap, while encouraging the people, quote unquote, to look on as passive consumers or to look away. Exactly. For those who bear the brunt of the fighting, killing, and dying, the accentuated political distance between the front line and the civilian world produces a particular kind of alienation. This distance does not warrant nostalgia for the 20th century's total wars, quote-unquote, that mobilized an engaged nationalist and even conscripted population. But it does warrant concern for, quote, the consequences of lessened levels of mobilization for war on the quality of democratic citizenship, end quote. It suggests, and that, by the way, is a quote from Alan Silver's Not Peace, Not War, America Since 1945, at the Liberal Way Forward, the Liberal Way of War Conference, University of Reading, July 6, 2012. Anyway, continuing, Patrick Porter writes, it suggests greater attention is needed to bridge the gap and greater support is needed for creative measures to help those who must navigate the transition between the war and the mall. More ambitiously, it means greater demands should be made of the people on whose behalf such wars are fought, and in return, a more robust civil society is needed to exert greater civilian supervision over government. Supervision of government. And that's one of the fallacies that I would take issue with there at the end. Instead of being better and more responsible about our interventionist foreign policy and projection of power, maybe, like Rand Paul suggested, instead of doing that, we should have a military parade right after we bring all of our men and women of service abroad home. Maybe we should, those folks in places like Afghanistan and Syria and Iraq, and maybe we should bring them home. And maybe that should include the agency surrogates, not just the intelligence, the CIA's, forward operating stations, but also, the clandestine surrogate network as well. So anyway, it's an interesting point that Patrick Porter made, and it's true. When you think about it, it would be, I think, more honest and more. We would insist or even demand. This retraction of forces abroad, if we would maybe do, for example, what we did in World War II, if we had rations, if there was a demand placed directly on the people, rather than going to great lengths to insulate the population from the conflict and just basically touch base with folks, The Trump administration has said it's not going to give us the real accounting, the real numbers in Afghanistan anymore, because, we've been there longer than pretty much every major conflict we've ever been in as Americans all combined. So, America's bored with those numbers. We don't want to see those numbers anymore. Well, there's a ripple effect, and that obviously leads to more malfeasance. Increasing age of disturbance and disruption around the world in a post 9/11 state. How long can this continue? Because it can't continue forever. It's kind of like listening to Peter Thiel talk about the presumption of growth, infinite growth. There is no such thing in nature. It's not real. And so to build economic models and corporate models and business plans and things on this fanciful notion that is nowhere found in nature is a recipe for some kind of disaster somewhere. And yet that's what's manufactured in America year after year, generation after. You watch the headlines about markets. Markets can't grow infinitely. It doesn't happen. It's not real. That's what we're led to believe. Anyway, so skipping forward, I want to make this one point, and we'll go to the phones. One of the other things I should have mentioned last week that's in the headlines, I mean, it was a week ago, actually, was remember former Secretary of State Colin Powell's now infamous February 5th, 2003 WMD speech to the UN General Assembly. The speech aimed at garnering American and global support for yet another preemptive invasion of Iraq, because that wasn't the first time, remember? And based on claims that turned out to be patently and unapologetically false, which is why, you know, Mattis's words are particularly provocative, sort of in that frame, in that context. Well, if you remember that speech, it's interesting. So does Colin Powell's former chief of staff, Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson. And he wrote last week, well, he recently wrote a New York Times, I'm sure it was written over a period of time, but he wrote a New York Times opinion piece published on the 15th anniversary of that infamously fateful speech given by Colin Powell. And Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson's New York Times opinion piece was titled, "I Helped Sell the False Choice of War Once, It's Happening Again." And Colonel Wilkerson's article has been republished all over the web, including on Allison Weir's If Americans Knew blog at IsraelPalestineNews.org. I'd recommend you check that out. But as one of those unimpeachable witnesses, Colonel Wilkerson's article is his firsthand account of a shockingly unvarnished, absolute must-read for all, from those unfamiliar to those intimately familiar with the intentionally stovepiped intelligence back in those days, primarily through the Bush administration's creation of the Office of Special Plans, again, the OSP, and more importantly, how the Trump administration is following precisely the same model, according to Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, including the same steps and even the same warmongering voices who lied America into the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Incidentally, they're the same voices you're hearing on the nightly news. John Brennan, John McLaughlin, Phil Mudd. These guys that basically say they're cut from that hardcore neocon cloth that say we have a hammer and everything's a nail. But you haven't heard Colonel Wilkerson's voice on the nightly news lately, have you? That's interesting. Funny that. An excellent companion article to Wilkerson's is Philip Weiss's February 7, 2018 Mond Weiss article titled "Wilkerson Says Israel's Security Was Motive for Iraq War," though not in New York Times op-ed, which you can also find republished and cited on Allison Weir's If Americans Knew blog. The title really says it all, but I would encourage folks to read that article by Philip Weiss. And if that weren't enough, perhaps folks should acquaint themselves with the Greater Israel Project, Yinan Plan, Wolfowitz Doctrine, Agenda, or maybe just watch the policy coup clip, you know, as General Wesley Clark referred to it in his October 3rd, 2007 Commonwealth Club address, that policy coup by the Bush 2 administration neoconservatives, as he said, Wolfowitz and Cheney and Rumsfeld, and you could name a half a dozen other collaborators from the Project for a New American Century. Some of those voices are the same voices we're hearing from now. Again, you know, I mentioned a few. Those are a few that Colonel Wilkerson has cited himself. But back to Colonel Wilkerson and his sounding of the alarm. Aaron Maté at the Real News Network interviewed Wilkerson regarding his article, and that interview was published the day Wilkerson's article was published. That interview is an absolute must-watch. We might play that at some point, probably not today, maybe tomorrow, but that was great. Wilkerson also appeared on Democracy Now! Last Friday, February 9th. That, too, is a must-watch interview. We should play both of those. And last but not least, what happens when you tell the truth like this? A guy like Michael Rubin writes an article like his March 18, 2016 American Enterprise Institute article, which also appeared in Newsweek. And it was in Newsweek, it was titled "Colin Powell Should Disavow His Hateful Aide." Also titled "Colin Powell's Aide is Spreading Lies About Israel and the Israel Lobby," and subtitled "Lawrence Wilkerson, Powell's former chief of staff and longtime aide, says Assad is a Zionist plant controlled by the Jews. So you, you know, listening to folks like Michael Rubin, and then you see in the social media mechanism or the echo chamber, the ad hominem attacks, because a guy like Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson will say, hey, we've seen this before and what's happening is not good. Anyway, I think we will play those two interviews, Aaron Maté's interview of Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson and Wilkerson's appearance on Democracy Now! Last week, because both of those were great. And they're sort of companion interviews, I think, because he touches on certain things in each one that kind of make them go together, which isn't surprising. Anyway, this is what we see happening. So if a guy that helped Colin Powell write his Bernaysian propaganda speech to beguile Americans into war, if that guy says, wait a second, I helped sell the false choice of war once, it's happening again. If he says that, and he's one of those unimpeachable witnesses, why aren't we listening? So this kind of evidence is all over the place if we'll just be courageous enough to look at it, and in the face of the propaganda, essentially stare down the propaganda. It's getting more and more difficult, though. There's no denying the fact that it's getting more difficult to stand in opposition to the propaganda, which should give us an indication of where we're at and the need all the more to stand in opposition to it. You know, guys like Martin Niemöller, Pastor Martin Niemöller, and Dietrich Bonhoeffer, among others, come to mind. A voice in opposition to the lies, essentially. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab William in Montana. William, thanks for calling. Welcome.
The weekend, you know, it's hard to know where to begin. I just think that we almost have to develop a new language to even talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just like every venue has been turned into an organ and an outlet for propaganda. Every event and any person who can just get a second of the public's attention becomes a mouthpiece for the same litany.
It's
I mean, you can't go anywhere. You can go and try to hide sports, or, you know, tune into the Olympics, and it just the same thing. It's almost like Mattis is there giving you the message in subtle ways and not so subtle ways. And you know, I've just been, you know, when you were going over that tortured illogic that Mattis was, I mean, you would almost think he would be embarrassed to say what he is saying.
Exactly.
And the thing that's really interesting is that many of these voices are starting to rise up in Europe and question this whole demonization of Russia, the whole question of sanctions, because they're starting to put two and two together, and they say, you know, we're, as the United States, some voices in the United States said, oh, the forces, you know, the freedom fighters in Syria shot down a Russian plane with a man pad. You know, isn't that great? You know, they're striking back. Maybe we can overthrow Assad. But many people were utterly shocked by that and voiced this opinion, like, doesn't the United States, which probably had something to do with these type of weapons getting into the hands of these so-called freedom fighters, you know, don't they realize that these things can shoot down civilian planes? You know, don't they realize that these things can be sold on the black market?
And how many times, I mean, Northwoods is perhaps the most notable example, but how many times has the United States government and military been caught either buying Russian planes or painting American planes to look like Russian planes to conduct these kinds of maneuvers and do these kinds of things and blame it on, you know, others.
Well, you know, the voices I keep, you have to dig because you don't hear them in the American press. But
we're actually headed into a break.
Okay.
Sorry. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back.
Made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome back. We're on the phones. We have William in Montana on the line. William, you were saying that you have to dig.
You have to dig because, you know, even in a place like Israel, you know, there are voices that are rising up and saying that this persistence of the Netanyahu government of trying to promote, you know, the downfall of Assad is so blatant and so counterproductive on any level you can think of. I mean, you know, in a sense, there are people in Israel that have said Netanyahu is trying to start a war to keep him from being prosecuted for corruption. I mean, very few people hear that here, but even
there have been some
the press.
There have been some interesting mainstream headlines lately, very provocative, just in the last week or so. But, you know, as an example, what was it that I saw? New York Times this morning, actually, very interesting. But you know, again, it's I would say it's that side of Pike's letter to Mazzini that we see. I'm looking for it. Mm-hmm. Vilifying certain key figures as part of a broader effort to again create the kind of destabilization. Yeah.
You know, if you listen to Mattis, I mean, he basically is saying, please stop asking all of these embarrassing questions and get with the program.
Right.
You know, we've got to destroy Syria. You know,
exactly.
Don't you see that if it's getting desperate, there's an international push to bring peace to this country, you know?
Yeah.
And if we don't take action now and we don't destroy Syria, how do we get Iran? I mean, it's so blatant. And then, you know, what's the big prize of them all? I mean, can you believe that in the minds of some of these people that the big prize is Russia? How totally insane. And I see this, you know, these voices that I find all the time in Europe that are saying, you know, don't, you know, we have to stop this. I mean, there's political parties in Germany that are coming up and saying the best thing for the world would be for the Ukraine. Don't arm Ukraine. Ukraine, Poroshenko government has, you know, repeatedly shown that it is trying to kill its own people. And they're saying, you know, don't you see, the best thing for the world is for the Ukraine, the people of the Ukraine, not the government, to accept the fact that the people of Crimea did what they did to save their own lives.
Yeah.
And this stuff is starting. I mean, things are starting to fall apart. The unilateral, let's isolate Russia and make America the unilateral, the unipolar power of the world, people are seeing that that's a dead end. And I think, you know, we need to support this. We need to actively show how, you know, when you think that this is madness, you have a lot of voices in the world that are starting to say, yes, you are right.
Well, you know, and speaking of all of that, I mean, there's the provocation, the provocational aspect of that, and then stepping out of the way. Lately, folks have been observing that the United States military has been what most people would categorize as ineffectual in places like Syria. But really, it's, again, going right back to what Wes Clark said back in 2007, particularly at the Commonwealth speech. Everyone talks about the Democracy Now! Speech he gave in March, mm-hmm. but the October Commonwealth speech back in 2007, he talked about the provocational aspect of our operations as a commanding officer. And he said, you know, he's talking about provoking reactions and then stepping out of the way of those reactions. And that's precisely the same kind of MO that we see happening now. You add on to that the remarks of Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson that I referred to, and I don't remember which interview it was. Well, actually, it was both that he mentioned Iran. Speaking of Iran, talking about how bad these things have been, you know, look at the devastation around the region, the havoc that has been wreaked. And he said Iran would be many times worse. I think he said, 10 to 25 times or something like that. Many, many times worse than what we've seen in Iraq and Afghanistan and places like Syria in terms of cost, loss of life, time spent over there. You know, he said at the 10-year mark, we'd be there much longer than that. But, you know, at the 10-year mark with intervention in Iran, it would be the cost would be far greater in all by all measure than what we've seen. And who wants that? We need to wake up and pay attention to that. Stick around. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Came to the door. I met Scooter for the first time, and he brought me in, and I said to Paul, I said, and this is 1991, I said, Mr. Secretary, you must be pretty happy with the performance of the troops in Desert Storm. And he said, well, yeah, he said, but not really, he said, because the truth is we should have gotten rid of Saddam Hussein, and we didn't. And this was just after the Shia uprising in March of 91, which we had provoked, and then we kept our troops on the sidelines and didn't intervene. And he said, but one thing we did learn, he said, we learned that we can use our military in the region, in the Middle East, and the Soviets won't stop us. He said, and we've got about 5 or 10 years to clean up those old Soviet client regimes, Syria, Iran, Iraq, before the next great superpower comes on to challenge us. And it was like, you know, I'm coming out of the Mojave Desert, I've been training troops. I haven't been thinking geostrategy for some time. And suddenly a guy just sort of shoves this nugget at you. Well, you remember it. It was a pretty stunning thing. You mean the purpose of the military is to start wars and change governments? It's not to sort of deter conflict? We're going to invade countries? And, I my mind was spinning. And I put that aside. It was like a nugget that you hold on to. This country was taken over by a group of people with a policy coup. Wolfowitz and Cheney and Rumsfeld, and you could name a half dozen other collaborators from the Project for a New American Century. They wanted us to destabilize the Middle East, turn it upside down, make it under our control. It went back to those comments in 1991. Now, did anybody ever tell you that? Was there a national dialogue on this? Did senators and congressmen stand up and denounce this plan? Was there a full-fledged American debate on it? Absolutely not. And there still isn't. And that's why we're failing in Iraq. Because Iran and Syria know about the plan. All you have to do is read the Weekly Standard and listen to Bill Kristol, and he blabbermouths it all over the world. Richard Pearl the same way.
That's they could hardly General Wesley Clark in his own words almost 11 years ago now, and reflecting on comments that he intimations from 1991, cleaning up those old Soviet client regimes, 5 or 10 years to do it, and here we are, how many years on now, and still operating on the same directives. And that was already nearly 10 years into the Yinan plan, and which wasn't really new then either. But, we have those remarks from one of the unimpeachable witnesses who is telling the story from his firsthand account. And why are we not listening? Anyway, we're on the phones. We have William in Montana. I thought that clip was apropos, perhaps.
That was very, very informative, and it's amazing. Like what happens to our memory? You know, where did our memory go? Because if you look at when you talk about the ineffectualness of our military, spite of all the bravado, just look at our situation in Afghanistan. I mean, we have been there for what, 17 years?
Yeah.
Are we winning the hearts and minds? No. As a matter of fact, we're slipping. We're basically cornered in some major cities, and that's it. And the weariness, the world, talk about repeating history. I mean, all you have to do is go back and see what happened to the Russians when they tried to take over Afghanistan. I mean, how do you take over Afghanistan? How many bombs can you drop in those mountains and make any difference? I mean, once you make a mistake of going in and trying to enforce your will, and basically, sometimes I think it all comes down to, how do we keep raising our military budget? We got to get rid of that old stockpile, I don't see any logic. I don't see any winning program or any winning objective.
Well,
and
not
so
any
when you
righteous.
See this, yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, not any righteous logic. Machiavellian logic obviously is playing out, and back to your point earlier, I think folks should acquaint themselves, if they're not already familiar, with the my hop versus lie hop, make it happen on purpose or let it happen on purpose. And there's a hybrid acronym that I thought of at one point. I don't remember what it is, but basically it's kind of the engineering of both. And what you're talking about in Afghanistan is one of the emblematic examples. Brzezinski intimating, in spite of what history or the establishment narrative would try to tell us, that we created this Mujahideen force in response to the Soviets. As Brzezinski intimated, that was being done ahead of the Soviet intervention. It was the provocation that the national security complex dreamed up to draw the Soviets in. And as Brzezinski said, we didn't force the Soviets into Afghanistan, but we created a situation that made it virtually impossible for them not to intervene. And so, you know, my hop or lie hop, it's kind of a hybrid of both, make it happen on purpose versus let it happen on purpose. And, you know, from there, obviously start the ball rolling and you keep kind of feeding this enemy that you've created, the enemy of my enemy is my friend nonsense. And then, you know, we just keep going back to a rinse and repeat, basically, of this modus operandi that just keeps expanding and expanding. And so when do we learn that this just keeps failing? How many times do we repeat this failed operational strategy before we realize it's designed to fail and create chaos?
Well, there's cracks that are appearing. They're not able, you know, you're not going to get it by looking at our, you know, mainstream media. But there are cracks that are appearing because the world weariness, the war weariness of the world is starting to, you know, basically question these very fundamentalist things. And as they do, the escalation of these military forces, you know, of trying to start trouble everywhere. I mean, we haven't even talked about the insanity of the whole North Korean thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you listen to what's really happening in South Korea, I mean, they're saying this, the people there are saying this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity to at least begin talks for a unification. And this,
right,
this is seen by our government as, you know, those people are enemies. You know,
right,
the people trying to get together are enemies. I mean, it's North Korea is bad. They're our enemy in our back pocket in case this thing in the Middle East ever solves itself. You know, we have to start, you know, sowing the seeds for an ongoing conflict someplace else. And the world war weariness is starting to show up. You just have to dig a little bit deeper to hear these voices, but they're starting.
Yeah.
I see them coming up everywhere.
Yeah, as Dave mentions, you know, to that quote, you know, to know what water is like, don't ask the fish. So you got to get outside of America, I think, a little bit. I just find it staggering that we've gotten to a point in a post 9/11 era where we're just sort of, the weariness that you're talking about is being normalized. And because of so many forces conspiring and colluding, people don't see, which is why I mentioned Patrick Porter's article, Soldiers Fighting Alone, The Wars of the Market Security State, which is not a new story even. You know, you can go back to the overthrow of the Arbenz government in Guatemala, and it's really the same story. The market security state is just bigger now and more ominous and foreboding, which is why Scott Galloway's Esquire article is important to read, Silicon Valley's tax-avoiding, job-killing, soul-sucking machine. These four companies are, you know, they kind of represent that whole machinery just continuing to expand, continuing to bloat, and the responsibility of the American public being abdicated to try to educate ourselves generally and bring some accountability and some oversight, because there really is none at this point. And the fact that it's been normalized, that trillions are, you know, the outrageous fact that more than $1 trillion has been spent in a failed effort in Afghanistan, or is it failed? Again, getting back to, you know, Brzezinski congratulating Jimmy Carter when the Soviets invaded, saying, "Congratulations, we've given them, the Soviets, their Vietnam War." which was sort of a pretext for the remarks that we played of General Wesley Clark in October of 2007 at the Commonwealth Club, and a means of creating opportunity in the region with the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991 and this agenda that was there for 10 plus years already. It's staggering, but the point though is it's mind-blowing that the trillion plus dollars that's been spent in Afghanistan and how that's not a winning strategy, as you pointed out, the $1 trillion kind of pales in comparison to all the money that's gone missing, that, you know, 20 plus trillion dollars or so that continues to pile up. It's staggering. And this all is being normalized. That's the wealth of the nation, so to speak, being sucked out, being stolen day by day through this malaise, you know, that you're talking about, that we're talking about, and that distance, that alienation that Patrick Porter wrote about. And hopefully, you know, in citing that, I categorized that correctly. But, you know, there's some distance, there are some degrees of separation, and so America is just basically dying, being bled out, literally and figuratively, as all of this happens. We've talked on this broadcast about the genocide of the warrior class and so on, and I mean, it's heartbreaking. There aren't enough superlatives to describe how awful all of this is.
I find it interesting that many people in the world, you know, there's a lot of voices, people in these conflict areas that are saying, why doesn't Russia, why doesn't Putin step in and stop this madness? And I look at that and say, you know, the same thing that Wesley Clark was talking about and Brzezinski were talking about, like, let's give Russia their Vietnam and then see how they can handle that. You know, that'll be another nail in their coffin. Well, I see a very wise policy that Putin is following, where he's basically giving the United States a lot of rope. You know, this idea of, you know, direct confrontation is not the only way that you can take a country down. And, you know, it's almost like we are given more and more rope to display our real intentions before the world. And then this, like I say, this world war weariness starts coming in, and they see it as a failed policy. If you start giving Poroshenko man pads, and you know, what is he going to do? Is he going to protect the Ukraine, or is he going to destroy the Ukraine? And now even European voices are starting to say that this whole thing that's happened in the Ukraine, which was the reason why we were supposed to be able to legitimately demonize Russia, you know, look what they did. You know, they're trying to reestablish their empire.
Exactly.
They're starting to see that what really happened there was that the United States and the CIA and Victoria Nuland went in there and overthrew a country and then blamed, you know, when the Crimeans voted to save their lives. And people are starting to see this, you know, that they're starting to slip out from underneath the foot of this insane American military, you know, policy. And like I say, you have to dig deeper to see these voices, but I see them everywhere now. Not yeah. Strong, you know, but if you see that, then, you know, I'm not a very hopeful person, but I mean, that even that little bit of rebellion, I think, is the fan, you know, the embers that needed to be fanned to bring this thing to light. And I see it happening, and the more and more Mattis, you know, screams and yells that we should stop asking questions, the more the questions get asked.
Yeah, I wish I could feel hopeful. I think two things that cause me concern, aside from the plot, you know, that seems to be not only fomented but being followed, is the fact that the critical faculties of this society in particular are severely impaired, to say the least. And kind of in conjunction with that, the toxic subculture that predominates America. So with those two things, I think those two are a couple of the forces that sort of collude and conspire against us generally. We have a problem stepping back and thinking critically about these things, I think, in America, unfortunately. And, you know, again, rinse and repeat history. I mean, speaking of Ukraine and the lessons of history, Mikhail Saakashvili is in the headlines again, and you know, going right back to the episodes of the last 10 or 10 plus years, you know, that coincide with what William is saying. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these
Stormy that guard this roof.
Welcome back. Speaking of Mikhail Saakashvili, I think it's interesting. Reuters ran several headlines. They all kind of point to one story now, but, you know, ex-Georgian leader Saakashvili kidnapped in Kiev was indelicate, obviously, and that's been revised now to read Ukraine deports opposition leader Saakashvili to Poland. So that's, you know, much less indelicate. Anyway, the lessons of history, we need to learn them and employ our critical faculties, which I believe are seriously impaired. You know, you said at the beginning of our discussion, William, that it seems like every outlet, every event, everything is more and more sort of folding into establishment apparatchiks, if you will, of propaganda. And it's hardcore and really an unprecedented level of lowest common denominator kind of stuff, like you're saying about Mattis's remarks, for example.
And I think, you know, like one of the, you know, when I say hopeful, I mean, I say that in quotes because I'm not a hopeful person when I see everything that's going on. But, you know, there's always a danger, at least from the point of view of the propagandist, that they start believing their own propaganda. You know, they become, you know, enamored and wooed by their own words. And I see that happening, that the propaganda is being upped. It's everywhere. You know, no, there's no venue where it's not, you know, mouthing the same lies, the same inanity. But when that starts happening, it becomes less effective because people start zoning out. I mean, of course, it's very effective for the gullible and effective for the people that aren't making any effort. But, you know, more and more people are starting to see just how insane and unproductive this is. And they're starting to see their own resources. You know, when people start seeing their own life compromised in a very severe way, then that there is room for hope there. Not like it's not going to be messy. You know, any solution is going to be messy. But I think that, you know, it's starting, this propaganda is so severe and so ever-present that it starts losing some of its effectiveness for people who are, you know, sincerely trying to see the truth.
Yeah, I think the danger there is, you know, the catastrophic and catalyzing event language of these, you know, the warmongers. But, you know, I'm reminded of Ron Paul's remarks with Tim Russert about 10 years ago. To the same effect, he said they believe what they say. You know, I believe that they believe what they say, which is an interesting and provocative insight into the psychopathy, I think. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks, William. Thanks, everyone. I hope it was informative. As always, take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.